I don't accept it. Mm-hmm. I was actually, we only arrived after the apartheid, so
that's,
Mandela
that's
was in charge. That's
not true.
What do you mean?
Your family was responsible for apartheid.
You know that.
Doesn't your family go way back in like the accounts for the slave traders?
No, actually, no.
Isn't that what Friedland means in South African?
No, we were in Eastern Europe at that time, and
well, it's
Lithuania being very cold Jews.
I don't think so.
We were just standing around. I'm so cold.
No, what happened was his family was asked to leave Europe because the Nazis were like, look, we don't need any more names. Thank you. You've already earned your freedom. But you guys got to get out of here because it's going to look weird if you're the only family we don't kill. We have 6 million names. We don't need any more names. And then they went to South Africa and they said, and then there's a man that said, please have share this coconut of peace with us. And then they enslaved that guy and took his coconut.
You know the truth. The thing is that this is fucking...
Then his grandfather was like, it's so hot down here, I have to rape. I have to invent raping. It's too hot to not rape.
Damn, God, it's very funny.
Isn't that right, Adam? Isn't everything Nick said correct?
Yes, it's completely 100%.
It's real.
Yeah, we were all part of Rhodesian death squads. Me and my family. Yeah.
Hell yeah, dude. That's my favorite podcast.
Atrocities.
That's my favorite podcast on the Gas Digital Network is Rhodesian Death Squad.
Yeah. No, my parents had to leave because they were anti-apartheid and they were on a list by the secret police. And we went back after Mandela came to power. Yeah.
For how long? Wait, you went?
Yeah, I lived there when I was a kid for 3 years.
I didn't know that.
For 2 years, sorry. Yeah.
What
I turned
age?
4, 5, and 6.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
When I started school, I went back to America and started school.
Mm.
So, but I was in pre-K there. But I had an accent when I was a little kid.
You didn't start kindergarten until you were 6 years old?
I think, no, I started first grade. I did kindergarten there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Damn, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Too bad it's all lies. That would be a cool story. It's sort of a redeeming story if it wasn't a complete lie.
Yeah,
cool. You all know your family's a war criminal past.
No, we were not.
A couple of Jesse
Joyces. My grandfather... My grandfather probably did some shitty things. I don't know.
Mm.
I don't know. I don't know.
That means he knows and he doesn't want to
say.
Well,
no, because he got super lucky and like... made whatever. I don't want to tell.
No, tell the story.
Money.
Made money.
Uh-oh. He was probably a pretty cool.
My dad says,
way.
My dad thinks that he had office buildings, and my dad suspects that his father rented office space to the secret police. But that might be bullshit.
He was a landlord for the
shit.
Secret police. Oh my God.
That
dude.
Is unbelievable.
My grandfather would help the Nazis find deals. He was like Groupon for the.
He was a broker.
But then my dad.
This one has a nice view of the Blicks.
My dad ended up being on a list because they thought he was a potential political enemy, and then they tried to draft him into the army. And my mom
doesn't make up for it.
Double agent, huh?
Doesn't matter.
Fuck my grandfather. I don't give a fuck about
there
him.
There you go.
Yeah. Yep.
My grandfather just fucking bought a bunch of exotic birds.
Yeah.
He never did anything with his life.
Yeah, well, it's a shitty place.
Hell yeah, dude. That's a fucking hilarious way to live your life.
Dude,
just collecting birds.
Dude, no joke. He ruined an apartment. We were the way our fucking apartment building, there was like
with
each family
shit?
Had a floor. Yeah. So the bottom floor was my aunt's. The middle floor was my grandparents. The third floor was my uncle's, and the fourth floor was supposed to be ours. And while we were in America, my dad would like go when I was really young. He would go and like put work into it. You know, he would like do the electric one summer. He would go back and put tiles and shit in it because my dad always thought we were going to move back to Greece. And then when there was like 4 years in between, when it just like didn't look like we were moving back, you know, my grandfather just. My dad replaced all the tiles. Everyone got mad at my grandfather because he had like literally 300 birds on his balcony, and it was just squawking, and there was shit everywhere. So they told me he had to move them, and he just put them indoors in our apartment. Shit everywhere, dude.
That's absolutely disgusting.
He had
disgusting.
Like 400 or 500 and just ruined the tiles. Just,
I mean, I think ruining that apartment is pretty much as bad as anything my grandfather made.
He spent all his retirement
my
money.
Grandfather was tidy, okay? Yeah, and I'll give him that. I'll give him that. I don't know if it's true. This is something that my dad suspects.
That means he did worse shit, and that's what your dad is telling you.
No, he didn't do worse shit. No.
I think if you Google war criminal Friedland,
shut the fuck up.
Whatever comes up is the answer.
But yeah, shouts out to Stavros Halkias. Also, that was his name. Also, I'm named after him. And he played the lottery. He also played the lottery.
Buying a bunch of birds. That's hilarious.
Not just birds, but the lottery every day.
That's fine. A lot of people do that.
That's cool.
Not a lot of people fucking blow all their money on birds.
Yeah, and he wouldn't let my grandmother turn the lights on because he was that cheap. But he would buy them like expensive vitamins to make his bird's coat shiny. He was a total piece of dog shit.
No, that's awesome. Yeah. A collection of exotic birds. I would do something like that.
That's a cool thing.
Yeah, I know. No. I know you would.
Have I told this? Do you have macaws?
They,